Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Mark Scott, what's up, guys? Dean Blandino from Fox Sports. Jim and Tom said you guys were big football fans, and they wanted me to send you a message. I know we're all excited about the season coming up. Preseason's here. Regular season will be here before you know it. Make sure you're watching us on Fox Sports. Oh, yeah, and one more thing. Upon further review, Scott has the best battery toss in the business. Take care, guys.
Dean Blandino, friend of the show. Mike Florio has this. He says, as the NFL closes in on making a decision on whether or not to continue replay review for pass interference, the option includes keeping the procedure and upgrading the person who's responsible for it. The possibility of a return to the league office by former senior VP of officiating, Dean Blandino, has lingered for months. He left the NFL just after the league finalized a transition from on-field replay decisions to a global process, giving Blandino final say. Al Riveron became the next man up, and he has at times struggled both with the perceptions and the realities of the job.
I can't believe I would wish for Dean Blandino to come back and hold the same role that he held, that we chastise him so much for, because Al Riveron was such an imbecile that you wished for days of Dean Blandino to return. Kevin, I would welcome it.
Kevin Seifert, ESPN, reports there are a number of people inside the league that are pushing for a return of Blandino.
If you have a problem, don't you fix it? Like, they have a problem there with that guy, Riveron.
It would mean they need to pay Blandino, need to break out the checkbook.
Care. They got money.
They do care. They obviously care. Sure. They will let their referees go on strike. So they do care. But they would have to pay him. They would have to pay him big bucks and get him back out of his TV deal and all that stuff. So, could they do it? Possible.
Hey, Mark.
Would the league be better?
Yeah.
Absolutely. They got to get him back.
I agree.
We talked about this Super Bowl week, didn't we?
What, isn't that something?
We asked Bert Breer. We said, Blandino on the list?
I don't know. I'll find out.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Dean?
Guys?
Sup, Dean?
Best battery toss in the business.
Got to get him back. The league will be better off if they... I never thought we'd see the day. They've got to get Dean Blandino back.
We never thought of things that could go wrong on a battery toss day. Like, we would do things so much differently now. Next year, I would not wear flip-flops. I would wear sneakers, and I would throw it probably 7 yards further. We never thought that the thing could be veer off course to where Hardy could get hit in the mouth. I let that thing go, and I didn't know where it was.
Neither did I. That was...
Thank God, Hardy. Hardy.
Hardy.
Way to go, Harvey. And thank God you heard the thump about five yards from you.
Yeah, we didn't think that out.
617-779-0985. We'll go right to your calls coming up next after the action update. And I'll tell you why Jimmy G would have a better chance of getting back to the Super Bowl in New England than he would in San Francisco. I think that's obvious because of the situation, as I've already said. But I'm going to give you more historical data to support that take. Artie, more historical data.
What's the take?
That Jimmy G
will
have a better chance of getting to the Super Bowl and winning it here than he would with his current team.
Oh, okay.
I think I have a different take than you have, but I agree.
That didn't change. I stated that to you 5-10 minutes ago. I already told you this once.
I thought the take was quarterbacks that make it to their Super Bowl don't have a chance of winning it again. But it's morphing into better chance of doing that.
Not don't have a slim chance. Not don't have a chance.
But
don't change. You keep changing that.
I'm not the one changing.
I'll give you the data next.
Upon further review, Scott has the best battery toss in the business. Take care, guys.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
And I love the thought of Garoppolo back here.
The Niners are closing hard on the outside. That is awesome. Oh my God, that's the best thing I've heard in about 6 years. Like, wow, is that awesome? Closing hard on the outside. The Niners for Brady. Oh, my God, that is so awesome. Oh, Jimmy G's coming back if that happens. Absolutely. Oh, my God, do I love that.
So 32 quarterbacks, Hardy. More data for you.
Okay. Are you watching?
32 quarterbacks.
Their
Super Bowl debut.
This is your fault, by the way.
Three have made it back and lost. Three have made it back and eventually have won.
Yeah.
Of the six that got back,
yeah,
they had six different coaches. Five of them are in the Hall of Fame, and one of them has an argument to be in the Hall of Fame.
All right.
Ready for this list, so? How do you get back, and how do you beat the odds as a quarterback who has lost their Super Bowl debut? How do you beat the odds? You have a Hall of Fame coach like Tom Landry, Don Shula, Bud Grant, Hank Stram, Marv Levy, or Mike Shanahan. And so Levy didn't win it, but his guy got back there.
Yeah.
4 straight years.
So, again, 3 guys won it, 3 did not. But how do you get back? How do you just be one of the guys who gets back to the game? You have a Hall of Fame coach. Shanahan's the only guy who isn't in the Hall of Fame. But I would say Mike Shanahan's got an argument. He gets brought up, Zoe, does he not?
Oh, yeah.
He's in the conversation for it.
Did he win it?
No. Well, no. Mike Shanahan did without
Denver.
Right.
Denver.
So the 3 that lost it had Hall of Fame coaches.
Correct. But they got back, which is more than the other 26 guys did.
Okay, out of the other 26, how many of them had a Hall of Fame coaches that they were playing under?
I don't know,
but
why does it matter?
Because a Hall of Fame coach doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't necessarily correlate to success one way or the other.
I can tell you no one's gotten back without a Hall of Fame coach.
As a matter of fact, out of the 6 that did make it back, 3 of them lost. And all 3 of them had Hall of Fame coaches.
Brady got back after losing it with Belichick when they lost to the Eagles because they won it the next year with the Rams.
You cannot convince me that it is both a good idea for San Francisco to sever ties with Jimmy Garoppolo and for the Patriots to turn around and then spend that money on Jimmy Garoppolo.
I don't understand how those things are exclusive.
Because
you're spending it's the same thing for both teams.
No.
It's better for both teams to have Brady. It's better for both teams to have Tom Brady.
Fair.
And if you lose Brady and you're the Patriots,
I would want Garoppolo.
It's not ridiculous to say, well, take Garoppolo.
I do not.
He's not as good as Brady, but it's still better than your alternatives.
I do not agree. It is better for the San Francisco 49ers to lose Jimmy Garoppolo in order to get Tom Brady for 2 years.
Oh,
I do
crazy.
Not believe it is the best thing for that franchise.
So then you should think it's a great opportunity for the Patriots to get Garoppolo then. You think it's not good for them to get Brady? You think it's better for them to keep Garoppolo?
You don't think, yes. Think Brady's an upgrade?
If Garoppolo becomes available, you must also then think it would be a great opportunity for the Patriots to get him back.
No, because they have their quarterback in place under contract. It's done. He's there. He's their quarterback going forward.
Oh,
it's already done.
So different situations can exist in different places.
Yeah.
Which is my argument to begin with. Like, yeah, that's why it's not a bad idea to bring Jimmy Garoppolo back to the Patriots. No, it's not a bad idea.
Oh, my God, do I love that.
I think it would be fine. You're the one who says that the San Francisco should absolutely make the switch because Garoppolo can't get back to a Super Bowl and win, or at the very least, it's going to be very, very difficult.
No, I think your odds of getting back and winning it are exponentially better with Brady than Garoppolo. Yes, I think that's true for both teams involved.
What about 3 years from now?
3 years from now. What are the San Francisco 49ers looking like in 3 years?
Who cares?
I don't know, but I know who their quarterback is going to be if they don't do anything with Garoppolo. It's going to be Jimmy Garoppolo.
See, I don't think Jimmy G is one of these like automatic 10-win guys every single year because you have him. I don't. I don't think he's in the same class as a Brady. I don't think he's in the class of even guys like, let's say...
See, the best thing you benefited
from... Roethlisberger when he was good.
Well, based on the small sample size, we've had one full season with Jimmy Garoppolo, and in that one full season, he went to the Super Bowl. That's enough evidence for me to say that, yeah, he should be the guy going forward. And while there may be a guy out there that you could argue is going to give you a better chance of making it back to the Super Bowl this year, maybe one more if he decides to play at the age of 44. No, I think we'll stick with Garoppolo because he's already under contract and he's going to be here for a while. That's the best decision for that franchise.
See, the best thing they had too is when you stink for a while, you get a lot of number one picks, high draft picks in the top 10, top five. That's how San Francisco stacked that defense. That whole front seven is based on that. They brought Richard Sherman in. You struck gold at tight end. You made the right move at the trade deadline to get the right guy in Sanders. Everything worked out for them. From a planning standpoint, this is something Bill has done throughout the course of all his years here when he constructs a team. You know, when you go out and get a guy like Stephon Gilmore, we want him against the bigger receivers to match up against 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", guys. And you plan your team and you adjust it according to schedule. What's a tough division they play next year? NFC West. You're getting a quarterback that has faced the NFC West teams twice a year in Garoppolo. So now as I plan to take on not only our normal schedule, but also the NFC West, let's get my old quarterback back, and then we saddle up and we roll. Like, that would benefit. That's another benefit to getting Garoppolo as far as the planning process.
Nick in Plymouth. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. I want to say that, you know, Zoe had brought up a few weeks ago talking about doing the Seattle method where there were three quarterbacks playing when they decided to do this big change and just stack up on the D. I'm all in for keeping Brady, but we can't just give the money that we would give Brady to Garoppolo. At this point, do exactly the same thing. Stack up the defense, know where your strength is, and take a chance on people like either Mariota or Winston as a backup, but then draft one or two guys and just let them go at it. Just then prove if Belichick can really cultivate something out of another quarterback and just go after his strength with defense and building other people on the other side.
Okay, well, Jameis Winston's not signing on as a backup anywhere. That's not happening. What was the other name? Mariota? Mariota is probably not signing on to be backup. He might go into a competition, but I don't think that's going to happen. And you're not going to win crap.
You're back to the Andy Dalton stage.
Those guys. Those guys both blow. Let's be serious here. You can't make chicken salad out of chicken bleep. That's never been what Bill Belichick has done.
Make chicken soup. Boil the bones down. Get rid of the poo.
There's no bones in there.
That's not what Bill. Right. That's not what Bill does.
Bill doesn't do that.
Oh, you take an absolutely terrible quarterback and you turn him into a good one? That's not what they do.
God,
when have they done that?
For 20 years.
Who's ever done that?
Same guy.
Who's ever done that in the history of the league? Guy who's absolutely terrible and has proven to be terrible and then turns out to be good.
Can't think of one.
Like, there are guys who have been middle of the road.
Like bad.
But, like, you got to really develop it, pull something out of a guy. Like, I don't know about that.
But at one point, they could play. I mean, there's guys that get resurrected, but at one point, they could play prior. Maybe an injury happens and they bounce back, but not from a building standpoint. My man, Bill's had the same guy for 20 years.
Foles?
Like, Tom Brady was undervalued, but they,
Did you ever people ever say Nick Foles that was a bad
like a
quarterback?
Miss in the scouting.
Brady kind of bounced around too, though. You know.
Yeah, and what's he doing now?
They're trying to like, shop him.
Won a Super Bowl.
I know he did, but like, what is that?
No, Jacksonville said they're open for business to trade for their quarterbacks. They said they have an abundance of it. They have a wealth of abundance of quarterbacks. Tells me you have none.
Like Foles didn't even play the season that year.
It hurt.
Right? That's like saying Jeff Hostetler.
Yeah, yeah. You know what happened?
Like, oh,
no,
okay.
You're right. It was like week 15.
Hey, according to Tom Brady, he was bad and no one believed in him for his entire life before he came to the Patriots and finally had to prove himself once again like he had at every other stage in his career, high school, you know, college. Nobody believed in this kid who got a scholarship to the University of Michigan.
I got drafted by the Expos.
Yeah. No one ever thought he could do anything.
How'd he get out of that little Sierra Catholic high school?
We got open lines.
Make it all the way to Michigan.
You want to grab one, do it. 617-779-0985.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
An app. Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. Brandon's in Boston. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, how you guys doing? So, all this talk about Tom Brady leaving, not leaving. You know, everybody has to build a story. You know, he's going to go in his free agency. You know, he's going to do his thing. But in actual reality, he's coming back to the Patriots. You know, he's building his brand. He has Massachusetts. You know, if he goes to another team, he's going to tarnish his legacy by losing.
No, he won't.
So why would you go to a Yes, no, he will.
Won't.
Trust me.
No, he won't. So many other guys have gone to other teams, didn't tarnish anything. Happens all the time. Guys leave teams. Michael Jordan, is his legacy tarnished?
What'd you think of Joe Montana at the end?
How's Jordan's legacy?
Joe Montana still argued as
how's
the
LeBron's
greatest
legacy
to ever
gonna
play.
Be? How's his legacy going to be?
Yeah.
Are those legacies going to be intact?
Best player in the world.
Is Peyton Manning's legacy intact in Indianapolis? Yeah. How do they feel about Peyton Manning in Indianapolis?
Well,
they freaking love him.
Yeah.
He's a god there the same way Brady will be here.
Brady would come back here and get
cheered.
Brady would come back here and get cheered.
No, he's not. He's going to tarnish his legacy.
Joe Montana went and played for the Kansas City freaking
How's
Chiefs.
His legacy, though? Tarnished,
great.
Right?
No, it's great.
Oh, it's great?
People
and the people in San Francisco go crazy for him? True.
He went to another team, lost an AFC title game. Joe lost an AFC title game. As a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, nobody ever talked about that. All they talk about is his 4-0 Super Bowls.
If you want to introduce legacy, I think there are two big risks for Tom Brady. Number one is if he goes somewhere else and isn't successful and Belichick stays here with quarterback blank, and has a decent amount of success, then people will say for at least one season, while that season is going on, I guess it was as much Belichick or maybe more Belichick than it was Brady. That will go on while it's happening, but not afterward. No one will care.
Won't stick.
The other thing that Brady risks, and this has nothing to do with him going anywhere else, this is just the longer that he plays, the less that Tom versus time has a chance of being like a thing that everyone believes in and agrees he has beaten time. Because if he keeps playing, that is something that you cannot win. You cannot win that one. And if that's whether he stays here or goes somewhere else. If he just falls off and looks old and slow and inept, which I don't think is going to get to that point, but if he does, that's a risk to him too, but that could happen anywhere.
If he goes somewhere else, this works in reverse of what you said. If he goes somewhere else, plays poorly, Patriots keep playing well.
Yeah, play poorly.
That could hurt him in the sense that for a short period of time, hey, well, you know, was this Brady? Was this Belichick? Right now, it looks like it was Bill.
Yep.
What if the reverse and the opposite of that happens? If he goes somewhere else and wins,
brilliant.
Do you know how big of an enhancement to the legacy that is?
Huge. He knows that. He knows that.
And see, nobody in New England would hold it against him.
No, right. The problem you're getting here.
In fact, you'd sit there and say, wow, Brady was unbelievable. He won 6 with one team. He went somewhere else and then won a 7th.
You said I couldn't play anymore. What you're getting right now is a refocused,
and that,
retooled, and a pissed off Brady.
And Beetle, you're right.
Be bad for people.
That does get added to the legacy. That then it becomes part of it. If he goes somewhere and loses, yeah, he kind of sucked the last year he was in New England. Yeah. That's what it turns into.
Right.
And what you, I don't believe, but people have a wonderful way of rewriting history. And for the Brady supporters, most people will be, but begrudgingly, just like we are with, you know, other players that we didn't root for at the time. But you look back on now, you're like, man, that guy was unbelievable.
You know, Bobby Orr was going to have a great legacy here, but then he had that, you know, he had that trip to Chicago where he played for the Blackhawks. And
no one talks about Bobby Orr anymore.
And I think,
all you hear now is how much he sucks.
You know, we would have talked about Bobby Orr so glowingly in this town, but, you know, he had that stint in Chicago at the end that just ruined it for him.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That hasn't applied to any athlete. No athlete has ruined their legacy or hurt their legacy by playing elsewhere. Oh, hasn't happened.
There's that thing, too. 2 days ago, the camp popped up, too, with two of the people that represent Antonio Brown. Said Brady's kept in constant contact with him. Say, keep your head up. Keep working hard.
Yeah.
Would San Francisco be interested in bringing him in, too? Imagine him, Debo Samuel, that tight end, those backs. Who's the other kid, 84? Boom.
I don't know, but if I'm Tom Brady, I'm rethinking the whole Antonio Brown thing. If that's real. This has come from Antonio Brown's camp.
You're right.
Antonio Brown is a losing proposition. Losing.
What? There's some hesitation in your voice, though.
Well, I think it's a losing proposition. I don't think the quarterback believes that.
Right, which is why I'm saying he should rethink it if it's true.
Okay.
He should rethink that. And you don't believe that because all you did was spend the entire season talking about how they needed to go get him again, bring him back.
I thought they did.
Yeah, so what is your take?
I think he's insane.
Well, yeah. Well, things have not gone well for Antonio Brown.
What is the take?
It's been quiet lately,
though. Have him or don't have him on your team?
I would say don't have him because you can't trust him. You need people you can trust. You can trust guys like the play to tight end position out there. That kid Kittle, he'll play hurt.
Ben's on 95 North, it says here. Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys. First off, I want to state that I want Brady to stay, but I would be absolutely over the moon if the next best option was Jimmy G. The Niners and Pats were very, very similar teams last year, both built around
really
defenses.
Weren't completely different.
Granted, the Niners were a lot better, but Jimmy led them to a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. And I think you guys are discounting. I know it's a small sample size, but Jimmy absolutely tore it up.
Crappy Mahomes led them to a 10-point win, a 10-point lead in that fourth quarter. Mahomes was awful through two quarters in that game. He didn't catch fire until the fourth quarter. Don't forget, Mahomes threw a pick with like 11 minutes left, didn't he, with a 10-point deficit?
Yeah, and you know how Mahomes had the opportunity to go out there and win the game?
Yeah.
Because Jimmy G and the offense couldn't stay on the field.
Three and out, punt, interception. Incompletion.
That's why.
They actually stopped the clock on incomplete passes to help Kansas City. It's unbelievable. Now you throw the ball.
Go back and watch the game.
Now they got aggressive.
Watch the game again. Jimmy G. Jimmy G was great in the Super Bowl now?
Nope.
Not true.
Right.
Not true. Just isn't true.
Harvey could have completed some of those passes. Here's my one question, though, about Shanahan. If you believe so much that he was afraid and kept the reins on him and played scared, why'd you let him throw that ball to Kittle prior to the end of the first half? That was the best throw of the day, either side.
Mm-hmm.
That post corner to Kittle.
Nice.
It was gorgeous. Why'd you take the reins off him there? Backed up. They were backed up. Could have had deflection, could have had interception, could have given quick points there. And I understand all the, you know, down and inside the 10. I get all that. Better to go in tied. But damn, that was one hell of a throw. Why don't you do more of that? Maybe you'd be up 20 at the end of the game. Yeah, just saying. Leave everything here. Don't be scared, Jimmy. Jimmy could throw.
Well, could throw. Do you think San Francisco believes in him? Based on what you just said,
I don't know
if they're shopping for Tom Brady.
I don't, like, internally as football people.
What does that say?
Maybe
they're really inquiring on Tom Brady. Do they believe in Jimmy G?
I don't believe they are.
Unless
if they are, if
is Brady really the unicorn?
Yes, that would mean they are.
Once,
that would mean they are.
We got a window here
that they don't believe in Jimmy G. Yeah.
Correct.
That's what it would mean.
But you got, hey, you got to look at your own self and you got to answer your convictions. Say, okay, what are we? What are we? We got a chance at something here. Once in a lifetime. We going to roll the dice on this or not? There ain't many of these kind of come around. Maybe the Matthew Stafford's of the world now, but Brady's available.
More on Jimmy G getting Arlington. Dumped by his
so
team,
ridiculous.
The 49ers.
It's 12
so
teams tomorrow by
so ridiculous.
Darlington will have it at 12.
Signed for the biggest contract in NFL history.
Yeah.
All the money's been, for the majority of that money's been paid, right?
Yeah. And what
front loaded.
What happened the first year?
Time
well,
to
he
move
got
on.
Hurt. What happened the second year? Took us to the Super Bowl. What happened the third year? Oh, we cut him.
He didn't take them to the Super Bowl. He just happened to be the quarterback on a Super Bowl team.
Threw the ball eight
More
times.
Your calls are coming up next. Go nowhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The telephone number. Alan in California on Tom Brady going to the San Francisco 49ers next season. Hi, Alan.
No, that's not going to happen. But
yes, go ahead.
If he goes to the Titans or somebody like that, all the best to him. He's done so much for this city. He transcends the sport. He's like an iconic figure like Ted Williams. Ted Williams is probably number one. I'd put Brady just behind Ted Williams because of all the incredible
things. For all the World Series wins Ted Williams had?
Well, just the things that he did with regards to going into the service.
What a good guy he was.
Two wars. But he was the manager of the Senators. I don't think it really hurt his legacy too much. I wanted to ask Zoe one question before I got off the air.
Sure, bud.
When did you feel your arm strength starting to wane? Thanks a lot, guys.
Good question.
Why is it so hard to be a quarterback in the NFL?
The same thing.
That's a good question.
Why is it so hard to be a quarterback
in
the NFL?
And Zoe's answer to this is,
wait a minute.
I haven't really felt it. I'd go throw 60 yards right now.
That's what he said.
That's what you think.
Do you know what I feel?
Delusional
the pain.
Person you are.
The pain.
I didn't know we had to include Ted Williams' service to our country.
Yeah, he's such a great guy.
Forget
right?
sports.
Don't
what do you mean?
We're not doing this.
What was his issue? You suggesting
he was not fun to deal with.
Yeah, he was difficult with the media, but that doesn't make him a bad guy.
Okay. Marshawn Lynch is very difficult to deal with. Does that make him a bad guy?
Like, if we're talking... No. Okay. It doesn't make him a bad guy. You're the one that suggested that he wasn't a good guy. Not me. I'm not defending the point.
I just didn't know that it was like where it was with him
all,
and Williams.
With all due respect to Ted Williams,
I'd like to keep it to sports.
100 years from now, I think Tom Brady will have a bigger connection and a longer lasting, more important legacy to Boston sports than Ted Williams.
Thank you.
And I could still throw it far. Just it hurts more.
100 years from now, they won't even know what baseball is. Is baseball going to make it another 100 years?
No, but neither is football. Not in any form you would recognize.
I'll tell you what, I'll give my kid credit. He wants to play baseball. I'm not forcing him one way or the other. He sees the lacrosse kids and that. He wants to play baseball. Likes it. How many kids want to do that? It's that time of year. Get your kids signed up for baseball if you like baseball. What are you going to do? I'm going to do that. I'm shocked he wants to play it. Just lost standing around. Ooh, there's a hit in the outfield. Hey, maybe I should go get it or pick a clover.
Zoe should want that, all the guaranteed money.
You know what, Beetle? I would argue.
We have an update on Zoe.
Baseball has a better chance of existing in some form you would recognize it as it is today in 100 years than football does. Games might be shorter. They may have figured out a way to
pick up the pace a little bit.
Yeah. But they're still going to be playing football 100 years from now like they're playing it today?
No.
Nope.
Probably not. We'll have robots playing in 100 years. The robots will play.
That's going to be like Starship Troopers where there's a lot of flips and stuff.
You won't need stadiums.
And the ball's metal.
You won't need stadiums. You'll be able to just put it right online right there. Here's our. I am in the stadium right now. Virtual stadiums. Just put your. Whoa.
That'd be cool.
Look at this. Holy cow, I'm in L.A. Will L.A. be here in 100 years? I don't know. They may fall off.
I think you should host the last hour. I want to hear you play all this out for the next.
The other best one of the other day when you were out, by the way, when Sarge was in, and like we were going to do it today's takeaways.
Yeah,
let Sarge pump up his first home Revs game for the weekend. So, oh, very good. I will pump it up. And he's like this, typing, and Tom's over there looking over here. She's looking up the Revs site, see who they were playing and what time the game was.
Saturday's game
coming up.
It's coming Saturday.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. It's just Monday.
Got to give the opponent the time. Tom ratted him out. Another Sarge-ism.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. A bounce back from that loss up in Montreal.
A great start, huh?
It wasn't a great start.
A better home team.
You get anything on coronavirus today? This seems like a good point in the show for that. So,
what's interesting was I've sort of starting with one of our new corporate people, Jim, here at the station. Chat with him. Still chat with him. Should I even call him anymore? Because he's got this new big job. I'm like, hey, by the way, because somebody popped up close to our town. There's one in Norfolk, but really it's South Shore. And then you get the case that pops up in New Hampshire this morning. And then we're sitting here, and Charlie Baker here is holding a press conference on preparations for coronavirus and how you should take care of yourself and all that. What happened if somebody in a building got affected? Like, accidentally, through maybe a family member or something. Yeah. What is our plan of attack here?
Yeah.
Jim said, I don't think we have one. Like, it's a good question. What if Mass comes in? You know, he's always eating soup, going to soup kitchens. What? You always put your fingers in, chopping up stuff, stirring stuff. Mazel, you eating with your hands. They keep your hands away from your face. Maz likes soup and eating with his hands. What if he contracts coronavirus? What do we do?
Can I read you an email from a listener on the topic?
Yeah, and by the way, this morning I started working on a production piece that would be an intro to any coronavirus talk, and I found it to be in poor taste. And insensitive, and I stopped.
Have you lost your nerve? What the hell's wrong with you?
I stopped in the middle of it, and I said, this is a bad idea.
And you didn't finish it?
Nope. It's sitting unfinished at home right now.
Come on.
We are
the only thing that's going to get us through the pandemic is the ability to laugh, Ari.
Okay. All right. I'll finish it for tomorrow, but it is
offensive, which is we need more of that.
Taste for Hardy.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I found it to be in poor taste.
Say the building.
I can only remember one thing we've ever done that we've since not gone back to because we were like,
don't even bring it up.
I don't want to say what it is, but we're like, that may have been in poor taste. We're not going to do that again.
Is that the Christmas Carol one?
We just said we're not going to say what it is.
We didn't say exactly what it is. We did that sign thing one day, too, and you kept saying, don't do that.
That wasn't in poor taste. That was just
dumb.
Being a bunch of jerks.
All right, what's your update?
Chris writes in, hey, Beetle, greetings from Scotland, where the current cases of COVID-19 is one. Only one.
Okay.
Even though this is low, the Scottish government warns that 50 to 80% of the Scottish population could contract coronavirus. This and other news headlines is why all of the canned goods, masks, and sanitizers are sold out at every Edinburgh store. Like the U.S., though, Scotland and the rest of the U.K. are in the containment phase, as it's being called. Most study abroad students, like myself, he's currently studying abroad, at my university are not afraid of getting the virus, but are afraid of what an outbreak could eventually mean, such as being sent home or being stuck in a hospital and having an experience of a lifetime be cut short. That's what has led us to a dilemma, if we should travel to other countries or other parts of the UK. Next week, I plan on traveling to London with my friends for 4 days. We plan on flying and using public transportation.
Oh, sounds good.
Do you have any advice for what we can do to protect ourselves from getting coronavirus?
They're asking us, sports radio host.
I couldn't believe this. It's a great email.
It's great.
He says, lastly, I love your show. It's probably my favorite sports show. I listen to your podcast of you guys every day. It's what keeps me connected to the sports world while I've been abroad.
That's awesome.
Chris.
See, that's why it's my concern. Like, if you would get quarantined here, I could see, like, the on-air people being required to come in.
So Chris has a question.
With Tom.
Do we have any advice for what he can do to protect himself from getting coronavirus?
Yeah.
What's your advice?
They say you have to sing the ABC song as you're washing your hands.
Twice.
That's how long?
Twice.
You have to wash your hands.
No, happy birthday twice.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday twice.
Under really hot water with a lot of soap. A
lot of
keep
soap.
Your hands away from your face. But then you think, okay, here's my phone.
You can't not touch. Everyone touches their
Everybody
face.
Touches
everyone
their
touches their face. It's not going
to
change.
How many times a day do you have to clean your phone?
You got to keep washing your hands.
I was watching ABC.
A lot of hand
ABC
sanitizer.
World News tonight, last night, again. And they had people on the ground in New York. Some guy got on the subway. They fumigated the subway. They tried to clear that. They shut down the guy's kid's school. Two of the schools were closed. And they were interviewing people at the airport. They were coming in originally from Italy, not by direct flights because you can't do that anymore, but through other means, through other countries. And you were supposed to get screened. And they were talking to people getting off their flights. They're like, we didn't get screened. And they're like, there's so many people getting through that are supposed to be getting screened that we could have a big problem on our hands at some point. But I really don't.
I would say that my advice is there's not much you're going to be able to do to stop it.
You can't.
If you're going to get it, you're going to get it. You could do all the hand washing.
It's like Jim Murray said.
Want.
He's had a good run.
You know, you
Jim
can
Murray's
use
good.
All the hand sanitizer, which is good. I mean, you might delay the inevitable, but it's going to be very hard to not get it.
And furthermore, this is serious issue, especially for people with, you know, some underlying health conditions, for the very young or the elderly, all that stuff. But for other people, and this is what I've read, and one of it was from the CDC guy who I was going to use as part of this production piece, which not only was in poor taste, it just wasn't funny. And that's the main
sin.
Well,
that is what's offensive.
That's the main.
Well,
that's what offended me the most. He said, if you do get it, you're going to get sick, and then you'll get better. So
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.